This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
I saw them out of the corner of my eye, and then I just tried to think about the music. Because for me, thinking about other stuff just kind of gets in the way. And then they were gone.
That's saxophonist Donnie McCaslin describing a brief encounter at a tiny New York jazz club with pop music legend David Bowie. McCaslin was visiting Seattle with his band a year after the release of Bowie's final album, Black Star, which features McCaslin and his band. This KNKX studio session was special, an intimate duo with Nate Wood on bass. Shake Loose from Donnie McCaslin with Nate Wood in the KNKX studios in 2017. David Bowie's Black Star album was released a year earlier, just 2 days before Bowie's death from cancer. McCaslin was a member of 7-time Grammy-winning composer and bandleader Maria Schneider's orchestra. That band played on an earlier Bowie single, and Schneider brought Bowie to the club that night to see if he might like to work with McCaslin's band.
I was a little nervous because at that point I knew that Maria had recommended me to him on multiple occasions and had said that he should do something with me and all that. And so I knew that something was in the air.
Ten days later, McCaslin got the gig. And once they started working on Bowie's music, the collaboration was kind of like making a jazz record with just a few takes of each song. McCaslin said Bowie wanted his quartet to keep doing what they'd been doing.
We would come in and we would listen to the demo, and then we'd just go out and start playing. We'd like rehearse it, you know, once, and then we'd start recording. And he was, you know, singing and playing guitar with us. And it was usually first or second take for the songs. It was really quick, actually.
That's Donnie McCaslin at KNKX playing his tune, Break the Bond. McCaslin said the Black Star recording was made covertly to avoid the press, and he'd even signed a non-disclosure agreement. McCaslin couldn't tell anyone about the experience, and he still couldn't quite believe that he was really going to be on a David Bowie album.
I mean, how many times do you hear about folks who've recorded on records and then the records never come out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I didn't really want to think about what could happen or what would happen or put my eggs in any basket, because I felt like it was an amazing experience. I hope it comes out because I think it's amazing material, but it's out of my hands.
Donnie McCaslin and Nate Wood playing David Bowie's Lazarus in the KNKX studios. When the Black Star album came out, featuring McCaslin's band, he started getting a lot more work. He was playing more than he ever had as a band leader, and those opportunities felt to him like a dream come true.
This is the kind of thing that you dream about when you're young and you're practicing, and you read about how jazz was when, you know, Miles Davis's group would play a month in San Francisco, 3 weeks in Los Angeles, you know, and just that, the volume of their work, there's just no comparison to, you know, there's nothing like it.
McCaslin's still touring with Maria Schneider's orchestra, and his new album with Vancouver, BC singer Ryan Dahl, MXD, crosses into more progressive art rock styles, inspired by David Bowie. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.